announcements about the EDA program have had a political flavor,
yeah.
And we've had some repercussions. And in a way, it's too bad because the whole program is so well handled up to that point that it may make unnecessary trouble, and the results would be harmful during the election situation.
Well, y'all, let me worry about that. You run a good program, but let's don't change the way we're announcing them, because these congressmen, senators have got to be reelected. And if we don't let them announce them and don't let the credit come from us to them, we haven't got many more votes than you cabinet folks got up there, and we just got to have them on some of these things, and that's the only procedure that I know to get them. And I think that you'll have a cross-up when some senator gets it before a congressman, and you'll have the minority party that's in power. They'll be questioning it, although they always do it themselves. And if a local congressman has a project in his district and he doesn't know about it or he doesn't announce it, he's not going to be very loyal to the administration that's trying to get him to support that program. I've gone through all this at a great deal of length from Bob McNamara on down, and I know the pros and cons. Kennedy established it as when he succeeded Eisenhower. The Eisenhower people notified it and would even notify a Democrat now and then that was a leader like they did at least me. And Kennedy set up this procedure, and it has some weaknesses, but it brings in more than it takes out, in my judgment. And I heard McNamara out on it in great detail on war contracts and the connotations and implications that a fixer, a congressman had something to do with it, and I don't like that. And if I didn't have a democracy and didn't have to have any votes up there and didn't have to get elected, I'd just let McNamara announce them direct. But since I do have all these other things, and since I've tried it both ways, I rather think that we ought to stay with the established procedure and not change it, and certainly not do it unless we have a hearing over here, unless there's some things that I don't know about that ought to be brought to my attention.
Well, that's perfectly all right with me, Mr. President, as long as you have had this experience with it. The announcement in Brooklyn actually was what set it off, because it was done in such a way that...
I think that is bad for people to be running around and doing things like that. I think routinely the White House liaison office ought to do it as a routine matter, call the delegation people and inform them that this has been properly acted upon, and they can release the information that it is a matter of public knowledge at this point. Not saying that you fixed it or you did it, but just do it that way. And I do think that it's bad for people to be running around and distributing projects on a Chautauqua tour and things of that kind. I don't approve it.
That was my concern.
I agree with you. I noticed it, and I observed it, and I think it was a good concern. But what this involves overall is a matter whether or not the old Larry O'Brien shop can tell the 535 anything. They have to ask them something every day. About all they can do is give them a public notice an hour ahead of time, or 2 hours or something. That's not much bribe for what they have to ask them to do. Sometimes vote themselves out of office.
Mr. President, that doesn't cause any trouble.
All right, then.
It's this premature situation.
That ought to be stopped. And what it ought to be, the procedure ought to be that nobody knows anything about what's going to happen to a loan, a congressman not even told, until that is submitted to the White House. The White House ought to have a standard routine mimeograph boilerplate thing. Say, Congressman Glutz, Senator Glutz, This is your official notification. This has been approved. It'll be public information in 4 hours from now or 2 hours from now. We just want you to have a chance as the elected representative of those people to know how these public funds are being handled. And you have that right by subpoena, and we're just giving it to you voluntarily. Now, in time, if we could survive it, we would get rid of all of it and just let the cabinet officer announce it as a business proposition. I've gone into that with McNamara. I don't like the implications and connotations that a congressman fixes a war contract. But I'm unable, after I hear McNamara argue his side of it and hear them argue their side of it, from a realistic, practical proposition, I'm unable to believe that it wouldn't cost us more than it would be worth to change it now. So what you do is say to your people, we want it to continue to be handled by the White House liaison office as it should have been handled in the past. When they get ready to approve something, notify no one until they notify Henry Wilson. Let him notify them at a certain time, give him the necessary time to notify his people, and then release it officially. And they're not to be announced in the field, and they're not to be announced on trips, and they're not to be announced at seminars. They're to be announced the regular procedure, just like the defense contracts are, and just like the Army engineers are, and just like the reclamation dams are, and everything else.
I have no problem with that, Mr. President. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay. Bye.